Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the days are ticking down. Now, I'm not talking now about the days ticking down regarding the election and the inauguration and the political struggles in the United States. I'm not even talking about the days ticking down to the Georgia runoff elections, which are going to be so important. We will play you some highlights and lowlights from the debate last night between Senator Kelly Loeffler and Reverend Raphael Warnock. We'll play that for you. But I'm talking about the days ticking down for them to do something to keep our government operating. I mean, in the midst of an economic crisis, a pandemic crisis, a potential political crisis, the dumbest thing in the world would be through incompetence and just partisan bitterness. And really, I would blame Nancy Pelosi. If they can't get this thing worked out, for goodness sake, they have a moderate bipartisan bill that can provide some needed relief, and they damn well have to get it done. And now they're going to have to get it done. They're going to do something before December 11th. And, okay, today is December. We're talking 4 days, for God's sake. Get it done. On December 11th, the government shuts down. The economy collapses even worse. The market's down today. It's a disaster. And honest to goodness, Americans of every party, of every orientation, should demand that there be some action on this. There's a powerful piece in the Washington Post, not a conservative source. It says millions of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic have fallen thousands of dollars behind on rent and utility bills. It's a warning sign that people are running out of money for basic needs. Yeah, rent and utilities are kind of basic, particularly if you live anywhere in the northern tier in the country. And it's wintertime coming on. It's Christmas coming on, for God's sake. Nearly 12 million renters are behind on their rent and utility bills. An average of $5,850 behind. That's according to Moody's Analytics. Last month, 9 million renters, 9 million, said they were behind on rent. That according to a Census Bureau survey. Now, this, of course, is terrible for renters. It's a disaster. It's also terrible for landlords who have mortgages that they have to pay, who have expenses they depend on. The numbers were especially high for families with children. 21% of all families with children who rent are behind on their rent. Among families of color, 29% of black families, 17% of Hispanic renters are behind on their rent. A separate analysis by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, looking at people who had jobs before the pandemic, found 1.3 million such households are now an average of $5,400 in debt on rent and utilities after those people had lost jobs and their family's income plunged. Economists say these data points show the failure of the U.S. safety net during this crisis, which is inflicting economic pain that will damage families for years. Are you in that situation? Do you know people like that? I mean, a lot of attention to the people who are trying to keep restaurants alive with all of the lockdowns. Now they're talking about locking down New York State restaurants from 50% occupancy down to 25% occupancy. It's It's a difficult situation. It's a horrible situation. With coronavirus cases at an all-time high, the economic recovery has stalled and job opportunities remain scarce. Only 245,000 new jobs came back in November, which was the slowest pace since the recovery began. Restaurants and retailers in particular cut jobs, and more small businesses are closing, which of course costs jobs on a long-term basis. Now, the response to all of this by an increasing number of people is that it's unnecessary because the pandemic isn't as serious as the, quote, experts say that it is. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that my whole family has just been obsessed about. It's a great piece by a reporter named Sarah Krause. And it's about where the American people, a big chunk of Americans, and it's not just people on the right, it's people on the left, it's people in the center, really doubt that any of these measures that state governments have been taking, that the federal government has been taking, people doubt that those measures are really necessary. The Wall Street Journal writes that Michaela Schulte works overnight shifts at St. Luke's Health System Hospitals near Boise, Idaho. She treats some of the hundreds of critically ill COVID-19 patients who are filling hospital beds. And Dr. Schulte, like many other healthcare workers, faces yet another challenge in keeping up with the recent surge in cases. A number of people in her community say the coronavirus really isn't as bad as public health and news reports indicate, and some say it isn't even real. Outside the hospital, at the grocery store, or through family friends, Dr. Schulte says she hears people calling the virus a hoax and saying medical professionals are exaggerating the severity. The disbelief, in addition to the relentless physical and mental demands of their jobs during the pandemic, is draining many hands-on medical workers and making it even harder for them to provide care, they say. COVID denial, as some healthcare workers call it, can take forms ranging from a belief that coronavirus is no more serious than a cold, or a belief that face masks aren't effective at slowing the spread, all the way to the idea that the whole pandemic is an elaborate hoax. An Axios Ipsos survey found 36% of people believe fewer Americans are dying from COVID-19 than the number of deaths reported, which is approaching 300,000. And that's an increase of 23% who believe that. In other words, more and more people are believing that the deaths are being exaggerated rather than recognizing that they're all too real. University of Southern California researchers surveyed 5,770 people in November last month. They found 5% either agreed or strongly agreed that wearing a mask is unnecessary because coronavirus is not a serious threat to people like me. Wow. Ashley Bartholomew, who recently left her job as a nurse in El Paso, Texas, recalled a COVID-19 patient in early November who, as she wheeled him out of the intensive care unit where he had just been treated, equated the coronavirus to the flu and said the media were exaggerating the threat. She told him he was the first COVID-19 patient she had treated all day who was able to talk with her. And she told him that she was treating the sickest patients she had seen in 10 years as a nurse. Some 42% of Americans have said they won't get vaccines, according to a Gallup survey. Okay, so what do we do about it? And what about the ongoing debate about the shutdown strategy? That blew up in an extremely heated exchange on CNBC. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
And I do wish that our representatives in the Congress of the United States on both sides could begin to catch a little bit of the Christmas spirit and a little bit of that holiday season glow and get together and actually make progress on doing something about providing some relief for people who are fairly desperate for it. And again, we're talking about millions and millions of Americans behind on rent, behind on utilities. What are the utilities supposed to do? What are any of us supposed to do while we're waiting to break some of the logjam regarding what you do about the COVID-19 pandemic, which is in a... And by the way, this had been predicted. Dr. Fauci had predicted it. He, by the way, it's been confirmed, is going to be the principal healthcare advisor, is the title he's going to have for President-elect Biden. And with all of that going on, we were told that we would have in the fall and the winter, because people spend more time indoors, we would have a big upsurge in cases and hospitalizations. Rudy Giuliani, by the way, is not just sick. He's in the hospital. He's at Georgetown University Hospital in D.C. No word about whether how sick he is, but he was apparently experiencing symptoms that came on quickly, and he made his way to the hospital. The debate about what to do about the COVID restrictions and about mask wearing and the rest of it has gone viral. And one segment of that debate involved the co-host of Squawk Box on CNBC, Andrew Ross Sorkin, and his colleague, Rick Santelli. Here is what their battle sounded like. That's clip 10.
Can't tell me that shutting down, which is the easiest answer, is necessarily the only answer.
Rick, as a public health and public service announcement for the audience, the difference
retailer. Who is this?
Hold on. The difference between big box retailer. Hold on. The difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant, or frankly, even a church, are so different, it's unbelievable.
I disagree.
You're wearing a mask.
You can have your thoughts and I can have mine.
You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science. I'm sorry. It's science. If you're wearing a mask, it's a different story.
500 people in a Lowe's aren't any safer than 150 people in a restaurant that hold 600. I don't believe it. Sorry. Don't believe
okay.
it. And I live in an area where there's a lot of restaurants that have fought back and they don't have any problems. And they're open.
Okay. You don't have to believe it, but let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand
it. You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are. You are.
I'm sorry. If I would like to keep our viewers as healthy as humanly possible. The idea of packing people into restaurants.
I think our viewers are smart enough to make part of those decisions on their own.
Completely different
things. I don't
think
that I'm much smarter than all the viewers like some people do.
Okay, you don't have to think that you're smarter than some of the viewers. I don't really understand if that's the point in context that Rick Santelli is making. Why there should be indignation against mask wearing. It's so minor. I mean, really it is. Does it make it tougher when you're trying to sit down and eat a restaurant meal? Well, sure, but if you're going to a restaurant, then I think it's accepted that while you are eating and while you are drinking, you leave your mask off while trying to sit a proper distance from other people. When you're talking about something that can be as serious as this is, and when you talk about the cavalry on the way in the form of vaccines, and it should make a very big difference, and it's very soon, the idea of continuing to wear masks just seems to me to be relatively minor dispute. Now, if they're talking about your ability to open up a restaurant, there's another viral video. There is a restaurateur from Sherman Oaks, California, out in the San Fernando Valley, who expressed her frustration over a dining ban from California. And she was extremely upset because a movie studio had set up shop right across the street from her with dozens of tables and tents, but she was shut down. Listen, this is clip 11A.
So this is my place, the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon. If you go to my page, you can see all the work I did for outdoor dining, for tables being 7 feet apart. And I come in today because I'm organizing a protest, and I came in to get stuff for that. And I walk into my parking lot, and obviously Mayor Garcetti has approved this, for a movie company. I'm losing everything. Everything I own is being taken away from me. And they set up a movie company right next to my outdoor patio, which is right over here. And people wonder why I'm protesting and why I have had enough. They have not given us money and they have shut us down. We cannot survive. My staff cannot survive. Look at this. Tell me that this is dangerous, but right next to me as a slap in my face.
Okay, and she continued.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Okay, the whole idea of the Paycheck Protection Program, and it was pretty effective, was to help people like that with an infusion of money, which was eventually forgiven. It wasn't just a loan. And I don't know yet how much they're going to be authorizing in the Paycheck Protection Program in this $908 billion relief bill that they're dealing with. But at every level, I mean, government has to hear the cries of people like this restaurateur. And this reminds me, we did a segment on the air. We played a statement by a restaurateur in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who's saying the same thing. He's saying, look, he's willing to shut down his place, but you got to give him a little bit of a rescue if he's going to take that kind of hit for the public good. It's not fair for all of the sacrifice to fall upon a relatively small number of small business people. And it's not even a relatively small number. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of people in California are under lockdown orders due to a surge in coronavirus cases.
The order was issued after intensive care units in the region dipped below 15% capacity. The order affects major cities such as Los Angeles and San Diego. Restaurants also forced to go back to takeout only, and restaurant owner Angela Marsden tells CBS News,
"If I'm not open by February, I will no longer be here. My restaurant cannot open for to-go."
President Trump says Rudy Giuliani is doing well after being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Rudy's doing well. I just spoke to him. He's doing very well. No temperature, and he actually called me early this morning. He was the first call I got. Now he's doing very well.
President Trump honoring renowned Iowa wrestler and coach Dan Gable with the Medal of Freedom on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And on the Michael Medved show, the Decking the Halls with Boughs of Holly, yes, it's in a minor key. That's not because of COVID-19 or because of any of the problems we have in our country right now. That's part of a novelty album that we dust off virtually every year at holiday season, Christmas season. It's called A Klezmer Christmas. Oi to the world. And using the sort of modes of traditional Eastern European Jewish dance music, and yes, there is such a thing. People are familiar, I think, a lot of them with klezmer music. Using that to reset some of the most familiar Christmas carols. Two things. First of all, Time magazine is taking off after Nancy Pelosi and gives her a pretty good slam, and well deserved too. Time magazine writes, "For months, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi held the line against a pared-down stimulus plan to prop up the coronavirus-hobbled economy. She insisted that Democrats needed to go big or stay stalled, arguing that this wasn't the time for stopgaps or patchwork solutions." On Friday, yeah, just 3 days ago, that changed. The most powerful woman in Washington stepped to the podium and told reporters on Capitol Hill that House Democrats were now ready to accept something closer to the bipartisan $908 billion spending plan as a down payment on follow-up legislation to come next year. The slimmed-down spending, which is still larger than the entire Obama-era economic stimulus plan of 2009, could be paired with a must-pass $1.4 trillion government funding measure that faces an end-of-the-week deadline. The reason it faces an end-of-the-week deadline is because if they don't get it done, the government shuts down. And that's not good. And the problem with Nancy Pelosi is she was asked, what's the difference? Why do you accept this now? And why didn't you accept it before? And she gave this stupid answer. She says, because we're going to have a new president. Okay. It makes it sound like she is admitting guilt in precisely what she was accused of by a lot of her Republican critics, which was playing politics with a pandemic. It's a lousy thing to do. In other words, that, okay, because we're going to have a new president, now we can go ahead and approve a rescue package that helps people, but we couldn't approve it before because Trump was still in office and still had a chance of winning re-election. And, okay, she could argue this, that Joe Biden has said that he favors this bill, this compromise bill right now, and that he will also support a further bill, further spending more money later on, because the pandemic and its economic impact is not going to be over at the end of the year or after he becomes president. But it's an awful look for Nancy Pelosi. And it is pathetic. And there, frankly, are more and more conversations that you hear among Democrats. She did very poorly. Do you know how far the Republicans are from taking control of the House? If they win five seats, they got control of the House. By the way, they could pick up two more of them with elections that are undecided still, where Republicans have still a good chance of winning. So it could be almost a tie House, almost a tie Senate, where, again, if the two Republicans win as they deserve to win in Georgia, then it'll be a 52-48 Senate, and it could be a just three seats separating the two sides in the House. All of this is a remarkable situation. This came in, and it's an email that I'll share with you, from also from California, in Vista, California. John writes in, I don't know why people's coronavirus skepticism is a mystery to Michael. It is not clear the lockdowns make a substantial difference. Whoa, Nelly! Okay, being skeptical about the lockdowns is perfectly appropriate and reasonable, because they have been very uneven and not universally effective, and obviously, just as people predicted, we're now in the midst of a second wave. But what I was talking about that was a mystery to me, it was people who were skeptical about coronavirus, or the extent of the problem, or the seriousness of this pandemic. What John writes in its entirety is, he says, I don't know why people's coronavirus skepticism is a mystery to Michael. It is not clear the lockdowns make a substantial difference. Certainly not enough to be worth the staggering damage they have done. And policymakers have lost all credibility with a combination of overreach and inconsistency. The term essential versus non-essential should never be used again. I think, by the way, that's true. Certain activities might be referred to as too risky. That would be better for starters. Look, I think that it is appropriate to make distinctions between, for instance, massage parlors. And not anything against massage parlors or masseuses or masseurs or any of that. But a massage parlor is, I think, easier to suspend operations and more justifiable to say you're going to suspend operations than, say, a grocery store. Because everybody needs to go to the grocery store. You need to get your supplies from somewhere. And but to say that one item is essential and that, because the point is that even that massage parlor, even that gym, even that hair salon, that's essential to somebody. It's essential to people who run the place. and who are earning a living and trying to support families based upon it. And yes, that is significant and worth honoring. The one point that it seems to me here that John makes that I agree with very strongly is that part of the problem has been inconsistency, overreach and inconsistency. In other words, you've heard back and forth lots of different expert opinion on masks. Well, partially that's because people are just figuring it out. And I think they figured it out at this point to say that masks are not a protection. You can't all of a sudden walk over burning coals if you're wearing a mask. But they can definitely reduce the risk factors significantly. And that's what the weight of opinion appears to be. It's Santelli's point that he seemed to be making with such passion on CNBC. Well, he said, therefore, there is actually and should be an ongoing debate as to why a parking lot for a big box store like by my house is jam-packed, not one parking spot open. Why are those people any safer than a restaurant with plexiglass? I just don't get it. I think it's really sad that when we look at the service sector and all of the discussions we've had about job losses and that particular dynamic isn't studied more, isn't worked more, we don't put more people in a room and try to figure out ways so that these service sector employees and employers could all come back in a safer way. The veteran business reporter added, "You can't tell me that shutting down, which is the easiest answer, is necessarily always the only answer." And the point about the big box stores is true. Everybody's seen it. We went to Costco to get supplies the other night. And, yeah, it was a full parking lot. And there were lots of people. And mostly maintaining social distancing, everybody wearing masks, got that. But the idea of being able to do that with service-related industries as well, I think people are learning and showing an ability and a willingness to do that. Meanwhile, a discussion between Governor Cuomo and Dr. Fauci, where Governor Cuomo compares himself to mafia bosses. Is that what he's doing, really? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About the market today was it's still over 100 and it's still over 30,000 even though it lost 148. And with the Dow Jones at that level and with a lot of people looking forward to maybe, just maybe, when vaccines come into play and more Americans get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus, we're going to have an economic explosion. It's not a bad time to be thinking of taking part in long-term planning and investment. And you should find out about unique opportunities that you can find out about from Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a source of crowdfunding for high-tech startups around the world, particularly focused in Israel and the United States of America. Check out the kind of high-tech companies that you can take part in. You can find out all about them. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd. This is my brother's company. And they do a fantastic job and offer even people who have only modest amounts to invest, gives people a chance to do so and to be part of the amazing development of technology in our moment in history. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on Our Crowd. Dr. Fauci was on with Andrew Cuomo. And what's interesting about this is that are we sure? Is that Andrew Cuomo or is it Chris Cuomo, Jeremy? It would make more sense if it's Chris Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, of course, is the governor. It is Andrew. Okay. Well, Dr. Fauci was on with the governor of New York, and they were talking about the rollout of a COVID vaccine. And this is what the two gentlemen sounded like, and an analogy that apparently the governor of New York wanted to put forward. It's something of a surprise. Clip 12, listen.
I said that as soon as the vaccine is deemed ready and safe, I'll be the first one to take a vaccine. Maybe we enlist you. I'll do it with you. We'll do an ad telling New Yorkers it's safe to take the vaccine to you know, put us together. We're like the modern-day De Niro and Pacino. You can be whichever you want. You can be the De Niro or Pacino, Fauci and Cuomo. I'll give you a phone. Who do you want to be, De Niro or Pacino? Which one do you want to be?
I love them both. I love them both. I don't want to insult one or the other. If I say one, I don't want to hurt the feelings of the other.
Yeah. Who's the politician?
Okay. What's interesting about this is, and this is why I was concerned about it, Chris Cuomo, you remember, he almost got in a fight in a bar because somebody called him Fredo. And he saw that as an ethnic slur, because I hate to break the news to you, Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo are Italian-American. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are Italian-American. Dr. Anthony Fauci is Italian-American. But the problem is that what is the best-known movie that Pacino and De Niro co-starred in? It's actually Godfather 3, where they both played members of the Corleone family. So it was De Niro played the young Vito Corleone, and Pacino played Michael Corleone, his son. But they're both mob bosses. And so suggesting that by getting doing something very responsible and very safe, by getting shot, not by bullets, but by a vaccine, getting a shot, it might actually have to be two, because I think it's the new Pfizer vaccine where you're supposed to get two doses, but we'll find out. And that analogy, and they're trying, of course, to get on the bandwagon now. They've already, President Bush and President Clinton and President Obama and President-elect Biden have all said they're going to get vaccinated together and be very public about it. I think that it is important and worthwhile, and I guess it's even important for Andrew Cuomo, after being so prominent on this issue and after his brother having gone through actually suffering with COVID-19, that he's encouraging people to get vaccinated.
Can't you understand that?
Yeah. Why not? And meanwhile, there is a real question about the politics of COVID relief. And we were mentioning about Nancy Pelosi. Hey, another Italian-American. Is this a theme here? I don't know. In any event, Nancy Pelosi was somebody who had played politics with COVID-19. Kelly Loeffler, the senator from Georgia, who's engaged in this hot runoff debate, had this to say in her debate with her opponent, Reverend Raphael Warnock. Had this to say about Nancy Pelosi, clip 5.
Well, I was pleased to support all the relief packages this spring when we were addressing this virus. Over $3 trillion of relief to Americans, $47 billion that I helped bring right here to Georgia, including $7 billion for hospitals, 174,000 small businesses that I brought, $15 billion in PPP funds to save 1.5 million jobs. And in fact, I voted twice on the Senate floor in recent months to support a package that Democrats have blocked that Nancy Pelosi has now confirmed that it was playing politics with Americans' lives and livelihoods. She's held up targeted relief that would have gone to hospitals, to schools, to families, to small businesses. That's what I've been fighting for. That's what the Democrats are holding up. And my opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock, would be a rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi as they try to use this pandemic to put the costs on the back of hardworking Georgians in the form of high taxes to fundamentally change America. And I'm not going to stand by and let that happen. I'm going to make sure that we serve our families and our small businesses right here in Georgia.
Okay, I think that was an effective note for her. What was interesting was how much Warnock was trying to basically dodge responsibility for some things that he actually said. That became clear in clip six. Listen.
She's continued to misrepresent my record. She's lied not only on me, but on Jesus. I mean, everybody's clear about what that passage is about in Matthew. You can't serve two masters. And she should have listened to the lesson. Maybe she wouldn't be so focused on herself. She'd be thinking about the people she's supposed to represent. I intend to center the concerns of the ordinary people that I've been running into all across this state, particularly in rural Georgia.
Reverend, thank you.
I'd like to respond.
We're out of time. I apologize.
Okay, and if she had the opportunity to respond, she would have pointed out the tape is there. He said it very directly. He said you cannot serve in uniform, you cannot serve the military and God at the same time, which, of course, is a profound insult to all of the deeply believing Christians in Georgia and across the country, and not just Christians, but people who believe in God in any religious tradition, who believe that, yes, you are serving God by serving the U.S. military. And had they given Senator Loeffler a little bit more time, she could have turned back on Reverend Warnock very easily and said, okay, will you say it is possible to serve God by serving in the military? And if you do believe that now, when did you change? Because that is not what he said. And again, it's not an ancient sermon from the 20th century. It's a couple of years ago. There are more sensible things that are actually being said, believe it or not, by some Hollywood figures, including Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey. He actually is talking a little bit about the political center and going after people who dismiss all Trump believers and all those people who are fighting for Trump to still win the election, who dismiss them as crazy or deluded or pathetic or somehow suspect. So we will let you hear what Matthew McConaughey has to say. We will also take a serious look at a less balanced view from Hollyweird, from a very well-known comedian and actress named Sarah Silverman. That and much more.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.